It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here and glad we have this great guest today. Now, the interesting thing about our guest is he says that 80 to 85% of business owners regret selling their company within a year. Why? Because they didn't plan their exit strategy the right way. Today's guest is here to make sure that that doesn't happen to you. This is the founder of ClearPath Family Offices and Arlington Wealth Management and co-author of Exit by Design with 40 years of experience helping business owners maximize wealth, minimize taxes, and transition on their own terms. If you want to sell smart and secure your financial freedom, you won't want to miss this conversation. And so we are going to welcome Joe Lopresti. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mark? Nice.
I'm doing fantastic. Glad to have you here. How did you get into what you're doing? And tell us a little bit about what you're doing so we can get a nice little intro.
Yeah. So I've been in the wealth management space for about 40 years now. And, initially started working for some of the bigger banking brokerage firms early in my career. I pretty quickly realized that culture, kind of sales-oriented culture, wasn't for me. So I branched off on my own and was really one of the early independent investment advisors back in the 1990s. Started my current company, Arlington Wealth Management, in 2000. Okay. And, was very much investment-centric type of advisor back then. Over time, our clients became wealthier and we realized they needed more than just investment advice. So we started to branch out into more advanced planning. Tax specific advice, of course, is always a topic, but risk mitigation, business advisory, estate and wealth transfer planning, et cetera. And then we really realized that business owners had unique complexity in their life, and there was a void in the advice they were getting, where they tend to work with individual advisors, accountants, attorneys, financial advisors, et cetera. But they have to be the quarterback to piece all that together into something that was unified. So we felt we were uniquely qualified to be able to play that role, be the personal chief financial officer for a business advisor. And that's where ClearPoint Family Office comes in and works with small to mid-sized business owners in coordinating their business and personal wealth planning into a unified approach so they could secure their freedom, which is what they're all after.
Absolutely. And do you go at individual investments for them now, or are you mostly helping them with their business, or is it just kind of a comprehensive, hey, let's put all the puzzle pieces together and help you map out a strategy for now, the future, and your legacy?
Yeah, so it's the comprehensive approach. So we still have investment management company that Arlington Wealth that's been in existence for about a quarter century. But we're doing a lot more than just investments. It's, the focus is on, let's see where you are today, where you want to go, what are the gaps and obstacles, that are in your way, your biggest concerns, your biggest opportunities, et cetera. So a lot of it's starting now with looking at the value of the business and assessing the business quality, looking at where the companies in their industry tend to eventually sell at. Plugging that into their personal financial plan. We'll do a lifetime cash flow plan, for example, to see just how this all looks from a projection standpoint. And then, hey, how do we get the business value to where you need it to be so you can live the life you want?
Now, do you also take an approach where you help people structure things, legal entities, trusts, those kinds of things? Or are you more on the other side, playing a little bit of offense on that?
Oh yeah. So so ClearPoint is a fractional family office. So we bring about 75 different planning specialists to the table. So our role is our immediate team's role, which is about six people here at ClearPoint, is to really understand the owner and what they're trying to accomplish. And then we could bring in planning specialists in tax mitigation, wealth management, legal, risk mitigation, business advisory. We want to bring the whole team together that sits around a table and talks about them, because today that's what's missing. You know, they'll sit down with their accountant, talk about the accounting. They'll sit down with their financial advisor and talk about the personal. Maybe there's some business consultants, but none of them really know each other or know what the other one is doing. This is where we really want to bring those synergies to the planning for the owner and really, you know, be their enthusiast, if you will.
That makes a lot of sense. What if, let's say, well, why don't you walk us through, let's say you have a typical, I know there's probably nothing typical in your business, but your average typical person that would be your client comes in, they've been, working on, operating on lungs for 25 years, and now they realize that they need to really start doing some planning. So take us through the steps from, from A to towards Z. I know you're probably not going to get to Z, but what would you do as the first few steps to get them aligned?
So it starts with what we call our exploratory process. And that is really a two meeting process. First one is, your typical discovery meeting where we're going to sit down and have a real deep conversation and, talk about a lot of different things, but most of it's going to be about what their vision is, where they are, where they want to go. What are the dangers they see from accomplishing that? Because, eventually we want to help them eliminate those dangers. What are their biggest opportunities to, to achieve their vision? And then, of course, once we focus on eliminating the dangers, then we capture those opportunities. So that's kind of where we start. Then from there, my team will take a step back from that meeting. We'll develop a strategic plan of how we see, working together in the first, say, several months, how we could help them start moving in that direction. We'll get back together with them. We'll show them that strategic plan, get a little bit of their input into it. And at that point, that's where we, can mutually decide, is this a good fit? Are we the right team to guide you in the right direction? Can we make a significant impact in your life? That's really what we're after. And if we do both decide it's a good fit, then we can move forward and start implementing the strategic plan.
I see. So I think we've laid a pretty good groundwork here. What I'm going to let you kind of take the wheel and say, what message do you want to get out to an audience, to a person that might be considering somebody that's, a service that you would do? Where would you take this conversation?
So I think some of the biggest issues that we see many of our clients dealing with is there's uncoordinated planning between their business and personal life. And that's really where the rubber hits the road for the entrepreneur. They need that coordination. You can't do one in isolation of the other. And today that's what tends to happen. The financial advisor may not be experienced in business advisory, may not be able to understand how to value your business and show you how that fits in to, your life plan. The business advisor probably doesn't talk to you a lot about where you're going, when you want to retire, what you need to live and do all the things that, make you feel accomplished, as a person. So I think it's the coordination of planning. And that's unique today, I find, in the advisory world. And that's where ClearPoint tries to come in and fill that void that's there.
So what do you think are the biggest drawback? Why doesn't everybody do this at the very outset? I'm assuming that most people, and me being in the business for a long time, most people just would, get a recommendation from their buddy about a financial planner and stay with them for a long time, letting them just kind of handle everything. And, as they grow their business, as they grow their practice, maybe they don't even consider a comprehensive approach. Why not?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. One, there's a lot to it, right? So we'll talk about that. Everything we do in what we call our Founders Freedom process is very comprehensive and extensive. The second reason I think is just the traditional or conventional wealth management today is really based on outdated compensation schedules. And, a lot of times our clients will say, I'm looking for advice, but our advisors just want to talk about my investments because that's how they get paid.
Sure.
And that is a limiting thing in the advisory world today, where you can't get paid for, sometimes it's compliance reasons, sometimes it's just lack of knowledge on some of these other planning segments that are more important for the business owner. 80% of the wealth of our typical client is inside their business. They don't necessarily want to talk about the other 20%. Not that it's not important, it's just that 80% is much more important. So I think it's how people get paid. I think that some of the older, bigger banking institutions don't allow, from a compliance standpoint, this type of advisory because, it's not monitored and it's just not what they do. They know how to financial plan and maybe investment management and some tax, basic tax savings, but really get into advanced tax planning is not their thing. They don't allow it. They find there's too much risk in it. And that business advisory piece of, I've got this enterprise and how do I maximize its value? That's what's going to secure the typical business owner's future, is maximizing that, harvesting that eventually, protecting that value, growing that value. The rest of it is important, but that's really the most important piece.
Got it.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
That sounds like we agree on a lot of things. I mean, when people ask me, like, what should I invest in? The first thing I usually tell them is invest in yourself. And if you have a business, that's even further down that track is, invest in yourself, invest in your business. That's where you have the most control. You're probably the best at that. You're probably not as good as at the other things. So invest in yourself. And it's basically what you're saying. 80% of somebody's value is in themselves and their business. So that makes a lot of sense. So as we kind of go toward the end here, what would we kind of give people maybe three things that they can do if they're in a situation where they run across this podcast, they're listening, they're intrigued because probably they may be ready. What should the three first things do that they do, what should they be?
Yeah, so I think an honest assessment of your current advisory team, are you working with maybe financial advisors that you started with 20 years ago and now your business is much bigger and you need just a different level of advice, and are they the people, maybe you've outgrown some of those people. So I think that's an area, and just take a step back and look at where you are. I think I like to describe it in football terms, football analogy. So our clients are very good entrepreneurs and building businesses and creating value. And they're really good at just driving the ball down the field until they get to that 20-yard line in that red zone. Yeah. And that's where all the complexity starts to creep in. And they have so many different things and decisions to think about as they start the end game planning that they've never thought about before and they're not experts at. And that's where bringing in a team like a fractional family office that could bring all of that expertise to the table to guide you through tax considerations, wealth transfer considerations, how your employees are going to be treated, what your legacy is going to look like, what are the ideal buyers or owners of your company, and how do you find those? There's just so much there that I think you have to bring an experienced team to the table that's all together sitting around one table, and you don't have to be the quarterback of all that advice.
Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It's an interesting thing because we don't realize that our business can become the major driver of what we're doing in our entire lives, not just financially, but personally. And if you remember Robert Kiyosaki writing the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, one of his original concepts more than 30 years ago, I think now, was build your team. And that's because the team has expertise in things that you don't have expertise in. So I think that's what you might be bringing to the table is that expertise on the things that when people are doing their art, you do your art, and then bringing all that together makes a great match. So how can
Yeah.
people find a bit more about you, Joe, and where can they go to read that?
Yeah, so our website, clearpointfamilyoffice.com, is one place you could go and read a little more and, get in contact with me. You can look me up on LinkedIn, Joe Lopresti. We did write a book that it talks about a lot of the topics that we're talking about today. It's called Exit by Design. So there's a dedicated website for that too. If you wanted to download like an e-version for free, all of your listeners could do that. And
That's
that's
great.
exitbydesignbook.com.
ExitByDesignBook.com. We'll have links in the show notes to that. Any final notes that you'd like to leave for this audience, anybody that's listening or watching?
I would just say that if you're a business owner, think about your business a little differently. Think about it as an enterprise, and growing that value is going to be so important for you and your future, versus thinking about it, well, how do I get my income today? And that's how a business owner tends to think about their business, I think, is providing for their income today. While that's important, getting that value, that enterprise value, to a point that's going to allow you to eventually harvest it. And what we call secure your freedom is going to be more important. So I always think that you should be focused on that regardless of what stage of the business career you're at.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on the Wealth Architect podcast today. And those of you listening and watching, remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Thanks for your time today, and we'll see you on the next Wealth Architect podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.